celebrating our 25th holiday edition broadcast of Rosie on the House. 25 years of listening tradition. Come on in and get warm around the Rosie hearth, home, and fire. You can ring us at 1-888-767-4348. Just prior to going to the last break, we had Terry on the line. I'd like to bring Terry back into the conversation. I know my producer hates it when I split a call over a break, so I know I'm going to get called to the woodshed right after this broadcast, but I need to help Terry out at his daughter's house. Terry, are you there, my friend?
I am.
Okay. Listen, the vintage of home that you have, I'm going to bet dimes to donuts. This isn't a roof leak at all. This is a stucco leak. Do you know when the last time your daughter had the stucco painted?
Just a couple years ago.
Okay. Well, then we ought to be able to find the problem fairly easy. She's in North Scottsdale. My office is in North Scottsdale. I'm in Prescott today and this weekend. I promise you I'll get back in touch with you beginning of the week. We'll go out and take a look at it. As a matter of fact, my man that runs Rosie on the House Remodeling Company, he and I are actually going to a house out in North Scottsdale that they called our office on, and it's the same situation. So we'll just get both of them done on the same trip, and I think that's scheduled for Wednesday morning visit.
And it's a result of a wood frame home being properly inflashed against the windows.
Yeah.
And the water's starting above and maybe coming off the roof, but it's coming down the side of the stucco, and it's especially when we had 3 days of solid rain.
Especially.
Plenty of time for it to saturate, get behind the stucco, behind the flashing. It hits the window, doesn't have anywhere to go, and it starts leaking. A lot of people take that for a roof leak, probably a flashing leak.
Yeah, and stucco is not waterproof, and I think most people want to believe that it is. It's not. Without a good layer of exterior acrylic paint, may I just say PPG Pittsburgh paints, your house is going to leak.
And even then, it's not necessarily waterproofing it, but it's a quality shedding material.
That's right.
The faster you can get that water off, the faster or the less chance you have. So a quality shedding paint.
You've got another question here. You took over the internet here from someone up in the northern Arizona about heating their house.
Yes, we do. Alan has called in, and he's got a home in Prescott. It's a cabin that they visit often, and he wants to know about heating it. I think, Mr. Barrett, you might know a thing or two about getting some BTUs going in through a home.
Absolutely, yes.
Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane, serving Yavapai County.
Your mic on.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, what are your options in heating a home out here? Let's eliminate firewood, okay?
Well, eliminate firewood, it's a lot of work, and a lot of work.
Now, you know the warmest thing about firewood?
Do I know the warmest thing?
Chopping it.
Yeah. You can ask my brother about chopping firewood. He loves to chop firewood.
That's when you're the warmest around firewood, is when you're chopping it.
Yeah. You know, most cabins up here, we are a mile high up here, and his cabin's probably higher since he used the term cabin. And most people do heat with propane up here in the mountains. It's a lot more efficient than electricity. It's cheaper than electricity.
It's more comfortable.
And it's more comfortable. It does put off a better heat.
And in a horrible situation where maybe a storm comes through and it blows out a power line, if you've got a tank right there, you know your cabin's still being kept warm on that propane.
Right, because most heaters aren't dependent upon electricity, so you can run your propane heater in a lot of cases with the electric lines down.
So what temperature should he keep it at? If it's a cabin, he's obviously not there every day. Should he leave it on? Should he shut it off?
Well, illustrated by the weather the last week up here where it's getting down in the teens or even below 10 degrees at night, you want to leave your heat on. You don't want to burst your pipes, and then you have a much bigger problem than just being cold.
Wet, and frozen.
Cold, wet, and frozen. So, you know, leave it at around 60 degrees. You don't want to have it go any lower than that. I don't believe that's good for your heating system.
Yeah, most of the central heating manufacturing companies want you to keep it warm enough so the condensation can't build up in the coil or the pan unit. And 60 allows the burner to come on and burn off that condensation. So
right, and even if it doesn't freeze at night, if you're starting at 60 when you get to your cabin, it's going to heat up a lot quicker than if you're starting it off.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I want to thank our good friends at Trane, who were the ones that called us last year and set us straight on that. not to keep it in
We love being corrected.
Well, we do. We do. And we never shy away from admitting that we don't know everything, but we know who knows everything. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
We always know who to put you in touch with.
That's a great way to learn.
And for propane in the Prescott, Yavapai County, Barrett Propane, y'all have been in the Prescott area doing propane. I know there was a little short leave of absence there, but.
The family's been here in the propane business since 1960, the couple of different companies. And right now it's Barrett Propane, and we're blowing and going strong, providing.
If somebody wanted to top off here, maybe they didn't do a preseason top off and they're needing to top off, how would they get a hold of you?
They'd call us on the phone, 636-1600.
There you go.
That's right.
Look
there
for the big pink truck on the road.
Big pink truck, and we've got another surprise truck coming in 2 weeks.
Surprise?
Another theme truck. And
okay.
I can't tell you what it is.
Is it your face on it?
No, or I want Malcolm's? People to buy propane from me.
You guys are probably the second happiest people in the world to see it cold, aren't you? Santa Claus is the first.
Santa Claus is the first, and
you're a close second.
We're a close second, yes.
All right, Dave. Thanks for coming down and joining us.
Thanks for having
morning.
Me, and thanks for coming up to Prescott.
You know what? We're going to have the Honorable Mayor on here in just a minute. Why don't you upstage him a little bit and get an invite out to all the Arizona listeners? They're listening right now from Page to Nogales. What's going on here? And you got 15 seconds to say it.
Golly, come up to Prescott. See us. It's cold. We're Arizona's Christmas City. We've got the Christmas lighting tonight at 6 o'clock. We've got a parade going on at 1 o'clock today. Next Friday night's Acker Night, where we play music downtown.
Prescott, it is the official Arizona Christmas City. Big weekend this weekend. Y'all get up here and enjoy it. It's going to be a blast. We'll be right back.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.